At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time, coming to you from Wildwood. We had a sheriff on from Brevard County. Unbelievable character. And he told us in more detail about how in Florida, because of the stand your ground law, et cetera, that if you're surrounded by a mob that won't move in front of your vehicle, even if they haven't broken the windows or done whatever yet, he was explicit about that, you have the right to try to proceed out of there. It doesn't mean you can floor it and, you know, just kill somebody. But he said, under their riot laws, etc., he was very clear about it, that you have the right to do that. Just think of what a difference it makes, what a lesson it sends to people, versus being surrounded here in vehicles and people impeding you, and just saying that you have no right. I was told by cops on the scene. I've told that story many times at 4th and Market, with a woman in her vehicle was pleading to get out of there. They had her trapped. They were willing to lie down in front of the tire. I mean, it was that nuts. Remove them then. You're a cop. Pull them out of there. All right, I can't proceed. What are you going to do about it? And it seems that we were just going to wait. They have a First Amendment right. We're going to let them say stuff. The sheriff was very, very explicit about that. All right, one other cut that I want to play you from the weekend. Here is this coming out of the Minnesota shooting. This is, her last name is Rampel. Talking about now if a cop knocks on your door, the guy allegedly who killed people, politicians, assassinated them in Minnesota, was posing as a cop with a vehicle that might have resembled looking police-like. Apparently in Minnesota, though, cops are almost always in pairs. So they said there you can not be afraid if a cop is knocking on your door. But listen to this. Things are already bad enough. Trying to say if people wearing ICE gear are really officials. Trying to spread more chaos. Here's a commentary from CNN.
It's incredible when you think of like impersonating law enforcement, yet somehow it's a crime in this country to impersonate a law enforcement official. And yet you have these people here wearing these ICE jackets.
It's like if we walked in wearing military outfit to being like, people would be like, what are you doing?
Well, it's especially upsetting given that there are actual ICE agents who are showing up masked, won't show their faces, they won't show identification, they won't show a warrant, and they're just snatching people off the streets. And one thing that I have been hearing from people who are bystanders or sometimes trying to intervene is, how do we know these guys didn't just buy an ICE vest off of
you don't know if
eBay
like
or Amazon or whatever.
Out there doing this.
Yeah, and like we don't know if these are the Proud Boys or actual law enforcement agents because they won't show us any documentation. And you're saying you interviewed a guy who is his shtick.
It's his thing. And I'm sure like half of it is just like, oh, I'm trolling the left and making people mad. But it's like, it's pretty awful what you're doing, what you're claiming to do. And I think now that is not available on Amazon, but.
All right. So the bottom line here is ICE people are wearing masks because of the doxing, the threats. They get threats for their family, etc. And let's face it, let's be candid about this. They're under tremendous pressure. We're honoring them at Mulligan's, the Philadelphia ICE office, whether they can come or not there. They're going to be an honoree because they're under pressure, on one hand, we believe, of looking to deport 3,000 people a day nationwide. But on the other side of it, we have the issue of the president now saying, well, we can't do this in the agricultural field and the hotel field and something else like that. So which one is it? I mean, these guys need backing and clear direction of where we'd go. For a while, they've been going workplace. I think the average American wants them to do the workplace enforcement. And I don't think the president, now the farming thing, we've had this before with migrant workers. What are the procedures? What could you do there? Steve Cordes, who is a Trump guy, put up on Twitter this NBC report that in Omaha there was a big raid of a meatpacking plant. And a couple of days afterward, there were an unbelievable number of applicants for those jobs because I think they had to up the salary. And he says any number of them were Americans here legally. Because wages go up when we clear away the ability to pay people less than where the market value is. And that's what happens when you have people here illegally. So this is a very fluid situation. The ICE people are doing, particularly here in Philadelphia, when we have on the head guy and talk with him about some of the work they're doing. They're doing yeoman's work here under a lot of pressure of people out there and of a little bit of what is the prime directive now. The American people, Trump said it how many times at how many rallies, they want the mass deportation. Now, they don't want something that is going to spill over into incidents that go viral. Thank God there haven't been many of those or any of those. It's a difficult line to walk to be taking people that are here and taking them out illegally. It's not simple. And they've already, they're $1 billion behind in their budget. So the big, beautiful bill has that money in there. But I feel just from our conversations here in Philadelphia with the work that they're doing, and what they're supposed to do to deport, Stephen Miller is the guiding star. I think he's right. And I hope the president listens to him more than the agricultural secretary or people that are getting with him on the hotel thing. I mean, how are they going to be deporting? It comes down to this. We get that threat again. Oh, yeah? You deport X number of people, and you're going to see that America's going to go downhill pretty quickly. You won't have people to work these jobs. That's why Cordes on Twitter made the point that a lot of these people in Omaha were Americans that were willing to take those jobs. Now, that's just one example, but it was a lot of jobs, and jobs that usually we hear Americans won't do. What would happen? Would those jobs just be left unfilled? Now, maybe with the farm situation, that's a little bit different. But if we're going to start making all these areas where they can't go, then I don't know how they're going to meet these goals. 855-839-1210. Trump said it at rally after rally, mass deportation. Do Americans still hold with that? I think they do. Maybe not in the 70s or 65%, but somewhere in the mid-50s and up. American people said, we've had enough, follow through on this. And so far, they've done a great job, But now we're into the tougher part of this. The resistance is real there at every level and every way. Let me go to Robert in Ben Salem. Robert is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you today. You know, Dom, with that echo in your voice, you sound a little bit like the great and powerful Oz. You know what I mean? I mean, say, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. No, I'm just kidding. I wanted to, this was a great weekend because there was Father's Day, there was the Army's birthday, Flag Day, even Trump's birthday, which they seem to get obsessed about out of all of that. But I was talking to my daughter, and I found out that in October, she volunteered to be planning with the Navy's 250th anniversary, and then she got voluntold that she would be one of the MCs at it. So I'll have more information at it.
Oh, where's that going to be, here locally?
No, I believe it's Norfolk or down Florida or in D.C. I'm not sure. All she knows is that it's going to be the October 13th, the week of October 13th.
Well, look, you know that we want her on as the proud father. You've talked about this. It is something really to be proud of. And sometimes it was just need to know so we couldn't know anything. But if she's public on that, we'd love to have her on and hear that. I know listeners would.
Yeah, when I hear something that is appropriate to let out, I'll certainly let you know, man. But I'm just very happy for her. We FaceTimed her in for the Father's Day celebration yesterday. But I'm going to get right to my answer. I don't want to take too much time. I'm going to go with the most decorated soldier in the history of the country, and that would be Audie Murphy. He received every medal you could possibly get for valor. He even got some from the French and the Belgians. And then he had a nice, a pretty nice movie career afterwards, right? So I'm going to go with Audie Murphy. And you
Audie Murphy is legendary. Hard to beat. Thank you, Robert, very much. Right. Let's go to Frank in South Philly, who probably has his Mulligan's Day all plotted out. Hello, Frank. Welcome back.
That's our same line that we went to last time that's screwing up here, Dom.
Okay, all right.
Henry's going to get it. There it is.
There you go. Hey, Frank. Welcome in. Hi.
Hey, Dom. Good afternoon. Dan, good afternoon. I'm going to give you Wild Bill, originally from South Philly over here, from around 23rd and Patchunk, and they enlisted, I believe, when he was 16 or 17 years old, him and two other buddies, and they became war heroes, and they made a movie, Band of the Brothers.
Band of Brothers, yeah. Well, his nephew called me when they were towing the car, or no, changing that he had a right to park his car there because of his status, Frank. And yeah. I told the guy, you're not going to dare to do that. And he said, you and what army are going to stop me? We had it back and forth. I'm only on the air. I'm not there. The guy's taking down the sign. You can hear the movement, people hollering at him. That was Wild Bill Guinier. Yes.
Hey, Dom. Also, I'd like to mention that I visit up here in Newtown Square area. They have a memorial up there, and Wild Bill statues up there. He had a leg amputated.
Yes.
They have a statue of it. They also have a memorial down here in South Philadelphia around 2nd and Arch, I think it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Frank. We'll see you on Friday, Frank. Thanks for checking in. All right, 855-839-1210. It is time right now for
Money Melody.
Money gone.
That is right, and today we are playing for a pair of Fandango movie codes to see this summer's high-octane, action-packed, ultimate underdog story, F1 the Movie, starring Brad Pitt as Formula One racing hero Sonny Hayes, only in theaters and IMAX on June 27th from Warner Brothers Pictures.
Wow, I'm excited for that one, actually.
Yes.
Dom, today we're talking the Army, so I thought I might take a veteran of the Army. I'm going to tell you the story about a guy by the name of Tracy. Tracy, born in Newark, moved out to Los Angeles. When he was a kid, ended up on the streets to a degree, selling drugs, living off checks under his grandfather's name, Dom. Has a kid, 1977, joins the Army, serves 4 full years. While serving in Hawaii, Dom, he makes enough money to buy his first turntable and actually gets into the profession of rapping, becomes a Renaissance man, heavy metal singer, rapper, actor, everything. We want to know, Dom, who is Tracy? Tracy's here now covering a song that's made famous by another U.S. Army veteran being Jimi Hendrix. The answer is not Jimi Hendrix today. I'm putting that out there.
Wait a minute. Jimi Hendrix was in the Army?
Yes, he was, but he was discharged after 1 year, Dom.
Yeah.
I wonder why. So, Dom, we want to know who this is. Guy by the name of Tracy served in the Army for 4 years starting in 1977, went on to become a Renaissance man who you can see probably on your TV if you just turn it on. He seems to be on it all the time. Who is this voice? Some of our listeners, Don, they might know this guy by the name of Odafin. So I'll just put that out there. So Tracy, who's Tracy, Dom? The guy covering this song, Hey Joe, playing along with his heavy metal band after a short career as a rapper. Well, a long career as a rapper. Who is this, Dom, singing Hey Joe?
All right, get that, and you're getting a pair of Fandango movie codes with Brad Pitt. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, here's the clue today. Who's covering this song?
Hey, Joe. Heard you shot your woman down.
All right, hit us with that, and we'll send you that pair of Fandango movie codes. F1 the movie. Yeah, it's got Brad Pitt. Let's go to Chris in Elkton here on the Dom Giordano Show. All right, Chris, who's covering the song?
That would be Ice-T, or if you want the band is Body Count.
Oh, very nice. You're impressive, a big Ice-T fan, then, we take it.
Oh, yeah, it's straight from my childhood.
All right, Chris.
I got to say congratulations to Dan.
Hey, thank
you,
Chris.
Yeah, well, very nice, Chris.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
All right, Chris, appreciate it very much. You're the winner. Off to see, we'll send you a pair of Fandango movie codes to see the summer's high-octane, action-packed, ultimate underdog story, F1 the Movie, starring Brad Pitt as Formula One racing hero Sonny Hayes. Only in theaters and IMAX on June 27 from Warner Brothers Pictures. Okay, We got that going on each day. We'll have that this week, tomorrow, then on Friday.
I just want to put it out there. The wife is pregnant is what Chris is talking about. Welcoming a little girl to the world. So thank you again, Chris. Appreciate that, brother.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, and, you know, at Mulligan's, feel free to step up. I don't know how many drinks will be bought for Dan, but remember, he has to be on duty slightly. You know, several would be fine to toast him. Okay. And don't forget the big vote. Come early, come often. Vote once, though. We're going to be very much monitoring the gravy sauce. And I see the Vegas odds are we got gravy at about plus 125. I don't know. I made that up. That's a money line. I'm not sure what that means. All right. So 855-839-1210. You get in. Today is the 10th anniversary of Trump coming down the golden escalator. And if you remember from that moment, well, the first time I thought of Trump, I'll be honest, and I dismissed it, and I don't know the exact date, but it was before that. Rich Davis, great guy, calls in from Westchester, called in and said, yeah, it's got to be Trump. Trump is going to be the nominee at some point here. It was well before he announced, before anything else, even speculation. I was broadcasting outside of Joey Ventos. And it was like, what? Trump? You know, Trump had been involved in the birth certificate thing back and forth with President Obama, maybe if some of that was going on, etc. And then I think The Apprentice was after that, which really skyrocketed name recognition. People vaguely knew of Trump outside of New York nationally. That made it even more apparent. The persona was really, Mark Burnett really solidified that. Then we had the golden escalator moment, which was a surprising presidential announcement. And he made news around that because he talked about who was being sent from Mexico. And Dan pulled this today. Dan, if you have that, something he echoed in here that wasn't about the wall, which he doesn't talk about as much anymore because they shut down the border essentially without the wall. Here's what Trump said, though, about winning, which has still been part of this. And people want to win. They're tired of the excuses when it comes to the trade wars, the deficit, foreign aid, all that stuff. Here's what he said 10 years ago.
Is trouble. We don't have victories anymore. We used to have victories, but we don't have them. When was the last time anybody saw us beating, let's say, China in a trade deal? They kill us. I beat China all the time. All the time. When did we beat Japan at anything? They send their cars over by the millions. And what do? When was the last time you saw a Chevrolet in Tokyo? It doesn't exist, folks. They beat us all the time. When do we beat Mexico at the border? They're laughing at us, at our stupidity. And now they're beating us economically. They are not our friend, believe me. But they're killing us economically. The U.S. has become a dumping ground for everybody else's problems. Thank you. It's true. And these are the best and the finest. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're not sending you. They're not sending you. They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people. But I speak to border guards, and they tell us what we're getting. And it only makes common sense. It only makes common sense. They're sending us not the right people. It's coming from more than Mexico. It's coming from all over South and Latin America, and it's coming probably from the Middle East. But we don't know, because we have no protection, and we have no competence. We don't know what's happening. And it's got to stop. And it's got to stop fast.
All right. So those are the famous lines 10 years ago that we're hearing with President Trump. All right. Side question. 250th anniversary this weekend, U.S. Army, something connected to the Army, something that a person, place, or thing is fine. And those lines, really, it's hard to believe it's 10 years ago due to the, you know, Biden administration 4 years in the middle of this. We are on the longest run imaginable of one person dominating throughout that period of time now and before. And again, I still think the biggest thing that President Trump has done is that American power is going to be used without getting us into jams where Americans are getting killed. And we're seeing that play out, I think, with what he's doing with Iran. Tucker Carlson and that clack don't see it that way. They see America first as meaning we're completely isolationist. We have no interest in any of this other stuff. This is an American interest. Trump in the Middle East is shaking things up by allying with some of these governments. Well, in some ways, I'm not on board with. Some ways I am. Like Qatar, Saudi Arabia. We saw that from the big trip that he made. And as a result of that, they're telling him, I'm sure, Iran cannot, they're celebrating, Iran cannot have that bomb. If they have it, they're going to threaten us, we're going to get the bomb. We have the money, we'll do it, and then we are off to the races in a way that is just unimaginable. That's why this had to be done. And the repercussions with Iran, they will die out on what they're doing now. They can flex a little bit. Israel is going to make them pay around this, and the president is walking the line in a very effective manner here, I think, of U.S. support, not going over the line, not promising American involvement in any way, shape, or form other than what we've seen so far. Why is that, the Tucker Carlson's the most prominent face, not seen as a brilliant strategy? That is America first. America first is not a race to say, I'm farther toward isolationism than you are. And Trump, over the weekend, brilliantly, in this Atlantic interview that he did, laid it out with Carlson. He said, I'm the one that's the revitalizer, in so many words, of America first. I'm the architect of it. So if that's the case, why in the world does Tucker Carlson then get to say, by definition, nope, Carlson out there talking about, oh, this could bring down his presidency. Please stop it already. Just what is the drive there? The drive there is suspect when it comes to Israel. Tucker Carlson is the one that is suspect, not Trump on this. Trump has struck, I think, exactly the right line. We're not seeing him promising publicly all kinds of things or privately, as far as I can tell, to Israel and Netanyahu. Other than the world, by and large, recognizes Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. That's what all this is about. The other stuff that they've done, difficult to control, given Obama giving them $6 billion and the taking the sanctions off and Biden's weakness. But at this point, we've hit the right line with this. And I think the media is trying to pounce on saying there's a civil war going on inside MAGA. And I don't see it that way. I think there are significant names like Tucker Carlson, Marjorie Taylor Greene, that are on the other side. But that's the losing side. And I don't think Trump's going to waffle on this because he's not doing anything that should propel them to be positioning it in this manner. All right, let's go to some more callers. Let's go to Drew in Upper Darby. And Drew, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Drew.
Hey, Dom, thank you so much. You know, Dom, I agree with everything you just said. How can anyone in their right mind believe that it's okay to side with Iran? They've already come out and said what they're going to, how they're going to use this bomb if they get their hands on it. And what worries me, Dom, is in a little bit over 2 short years, it's all going to start over again, all depending on who's in office. So it's just a hiccup of them getting what they want.
Evidence of this, and Drew, I'm kind of thinking in my own mind, I'll ask you too. I'm not sure yet. Apparently Trump dissuaded or tried to dissuade at least them taking out Khomeini, the leader there. that would be a way to overthrow it. But I think Trump's thought is if you take out their chief leader at this point, that might fuel this to a level that's not acceptable. So what I'm saying is that Trump is not going overboard in placing America in harm's way, not in, even in the slightest. He's using our assets, though, to have Israel take out something that helps our security.
You're right, Dom. And like, if this, the Khomeini or Ayatollah, if he's taken out a huge, I believe, majority of the Iranian people, they don't want trouble. They want to eat. You know, they want to live. They want to live good, like the Islamic countries around them are living. So I think it would be a beneficial act if this guy is taken out, because it'll leave the Iranian people no choice.
So, you would think. I hear you on that, Drew. I trust Trump's judgment on this so far.
So do I.
But the game is just getting started here. What's your answer on the side, Drew?
Oh, okay, Dom, thanks. You know, Dom, we all know that the late, great Reggie White was nicknamed the Secretary of Defense. However, Dom, the original Secretary of Defense was the Phillies center fielder, Gary Maddox. And in 1968, when Gary Maddox got drafted by the San Francisco Giants, he was unhappy with the pay. You think of that, a baseball player not getting paid enough, right? Well, anyway, as a result, he enlisted in the U.S. Army, and he volunteered for a tour in Vietnam.
Yeah.
The great Gary Maddox. Thanks,
well,
Tom.
As Ray Dininger said, the great Ray Dininger, the world is covered by three-quarters of the world is covered by water. Gary Maddox covers the rest. All-time line.
He certainly that was. Appreciate it, man.
All right, thank you, Drew, very much. All right, more of your calls coming up at 855-839-1210. Now, I think Trump has it right. The Carlsons, the Marjorie Taylor Greene, a few others here, defining America first that way. Trump's got his eye on the ball when it comes to this. It's a signature issue, but backing Israel in the manner that we have is correct. The world is a better place. This too shall pass. And we have stopped them for how many more years? Hard to say. He's right. Once Trump is no longer in office, what happens then? Do we go back to allowing them to start to build up? You know, when it comes to your teeth, you deserve more than a quick fix. You deserve the expert care you get from my friend and dentist, Dr. Robert Bentz, for about 10 years, my dentist of the Bentz Dental Group. Recently had a chance to talk to Joyce, met her over at Dr. Bentz, great listener, and a new patient of Dr. Bentz. She had this dentist maybe 10 years or so, and everything went well until the guy said, well, come on, Joyce, you just need dentures. There's nothing else you can do. Joyce told me face-to-face she may be vintage, but she's not old. Dentures were not for her. She called and set up an appointment with Dr. Bentz and his team and is happy with the technology, the skill, the confidence. Think of a very confident dentist. It inspires you to be confident, and she's very happy with her dental implants. The dentist you choose does matter. Dr. Bentz has the latest technology, the expertise to give you the most accurate and best diagnosis. Call Dr. Bentz. Meet with him and his team. Get on the road to great dental health and the smile that you've always wanted. Get that initial look-see. 610-272-6949 or visit Bentz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com. 610-272-6949.
All right. This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Dom Giordano show. I'm not sure. I mean, JS, of course we have this on YouTube. Another Cory Booker explosion. Why is he doing this? Well, because he's like this. YouTube.com/1210WPHT. This was Booker reacting again over the weekend, getting caught up in the moment, telling us we have no kings. Cut 15.
Dom, my computer is... really screwing me.
It's being sabotaged here.
No, it's cool. Actually, it's probably my bad because...
It has been one of those days.
It has been one of those days with you know, maybe they just don't want
Pulse
you.
Pulse screener's not working. I mean...
Yeah. You know, what we're doing right here, Dom, is, you know, kind of extending time because now I have it available for you.
Okay, there we go. All right. Behind the curtain. All right, here's Cory Booker.
Donald Trump wants you to believe that dissent is unpatriotic, that protest is un-American. That is a lie. That's what authoritarians try to make you believe, that to stand up for your nation, to stand up for your fellow American, to rise up in dissent, in objection against what a president is doing when they are violating our Constitution, violating our fundamental rights. For me, to be silent in the face of that is un-American. To not speak up is to be complicit in what is going on. Do not let this president shout you down. Do not let him in any way suppress your freedoms. Fundamental to our nation is the right to protest, the freedom of speech. Stand up strong, and with your heart of peace and your conviction for country, now is the time that more Americans stand up in defense of who we are. We are not a nation of kings. We are a democracy. And here, the power of the people is greater than the people in power. If we use that power, and in a democracy, part of our power is our voice. Speak up. Speak up.
Oh, God. The drama only topped by Randy Weingarten over the weekend. And again, how much more of this? There will be a lot more of it. They don't tire of this. This is their vehicle. This is their fun. This is the type of thing. You know, it started with Tesla. Doesn't that seem like eons ago? And Elon Musk. And now it continues. All right. One of our judges this weekend, in the Friday, at the Board of Elections, Scott in Mount Laurel is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, welcome in.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. That Cory Booker, it's so comical now. At the end, he gives this impassioned speech. He's so serious. And I just wish I was there to say, all right, sit down, Spartacus.
Yeah, it's stunning. Since the movement he made, the 24-hour thing, you know, he's back in prime time. And he's probably up there among their best choices. That's how bad it is.
That is pretty bad. He's one of their best choices. And I like what Trump's doing, that he's attacking from all angles. If the Democrats want to make a big deal about Israel, then they are not making a big deal about the big beautiful bill, or they're not making a big deal about something else. I mean, he's really pursuing all the agenda items in one shot, and I think the fact that he had 4 years to regroup and to really get organized for this, I think actually we may have ended up benefiting by what happened. in 2020.
Well, you can make that argument because, you know what I would say, Scott, for the people, let's face it, for some people, it's the policies, it's all that. But they love the juice of this. You know, they go to the rallies. It's a ride, and the ride has been extended now to 12, 13 years because of the intermission where the ride was still going on. Let's face it, the rallies and everything. Trump was more popular at that moment in some ways than even now.
Yeah, but the things he's doing this term, though, are so much more consequential, potentially,
yes,
than the things he did in the first term. And I think if he'd won, he would have just kind of kept rolling along. I'm not sure that we would have gotten him to really, you know, step back. And also, he stopped picking fights with every petty little thing. He's been smarter about
it. You know what? I couldn't agree more. He's got better people around him, and he had a period to think. The best, Scott, that I can give you is when we get O'Reilly on, and he asked O'Reilly all the time, what do I have to do to be on Mount Rushmore? That's the good Trump, the, looking at this, what would be consequential versus just emotional and one fight after another. These are big things he's involved in.
And that's how he's governing now, and I think it has a lot to do with the fact that he had the time. And also, he's got a lot more momentum behind him now because the Democrats, in theory, I mean, they've thrown everything at him, and I think there's somewhat of a resignation that we can't stop this guy.
Absolutely. All right. What's your Army Association, Scott?
Well, you got Mr. Inside and Mr. Outside. Doc Blanchard and Glenn Davis, the Army football team, you imagine this, won three straight national championships in the mid-1940s, dominated college football. There's still records that stand today. The two of them have 97 touchdowns between them, most ever for one backfield in their career, and there's a bunch of other records. Imagine Army being a football powerhouse. And both guys won the Heisman Trophy, one, I think, 45 and the other one in 46.
I'm glad you brought that up because that is great. Back when the academies, that and the Navy, Roger Staubach, Bellino won the Heisman, back when the Naval and the Army particularly were the dominant force. It's amazing.
Yep, you got the best people that were great at everything. They were leaders and they were athletes and they were the best of the best.
Thank you, Scott. See you on Friday. Right. Don't forget Mulligan's on Friday, noon till 3, the big vote, gravy sauce. Scott Presler, our honorees. You can come and wish Dan well, too, on fatherhood. Ro will be there. Tomorrow I'm going to play her voice. I can't get her to go on live, but she's got a little tape thing that she, if she finds it tomorrow, of her thoughts on all that. And, of course, Johnny Z and all the stuff, the fun that we have at the Summer White House. Be ready, too. The shirts will be on sale. They have kind of a tropical look that his wife has designed. And Dan, the banners are up over there, he told me now. If I drive by there now, I'm going to see spectacular banners. We'll see.
There is. No, yeah, it's out there, yes, on the fence. Yeah,
well, absolutely. Yeah. All right. There's nothing like it. And that's what people don't get about talk radio. Just think of the club nature of this, the inside nature of it, the fun of it, the gravy sauce thing, just as an example. Niche. Just a thousand little things that are fun to talk about, debate, all in the sense of camaraderie. Yeah, that's why gravy's going to win. And then the big issues and the big guest. And Webb Scott Presler tomorrow is in the center of all that action, just back from California. Voter ID might be, you know, I've told you this before. I'm looking. I can't tell you I have it yet. But I believe we're getting near the end of June. Budget season, they're coming to all these battles back and forth in Harrisburg, and I believe, and I'll lay it out more tomorrow, that voter ID is on the table. But I'm using Linda Kearns as my guy, my Sherpa here, because unless she's satisfied that what they're willing to give up to get voter ID is not going to get us into a mess as they did the last time, the Republicans, with Act 77, which is the mail-in ballot situation, then I wouldn't do it. But there is talk, more than talk, there's some evidence that Democrats suddenly think voter ID could be in play if they get what? That's where the battle is. And Dan, if you could take a look too, I'm looking here. I just heard from KYW too that it passed the House and now goes to the Senate, that in Pennsylvania, some restrictions or some change on what the resale value of a ticket could be. In other words, these ticket brokers, Ticketmaster, yada, 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 when they get it, what they're allowed to sell it for. And I'm a capitalist. We're all capitalists. But does it not seem like a perverted market when you look up the markup cost of the average concert ticket of one thing or another? And it's something I'd like to see Republicans at the national level lean in on more. I think people really care about this. Almost everybody over the course of a year is going to go to something, and you look at that resale, and you look at the scarcity of tickets, and you say, this is, I remember people used to camp out. All right, this is an improvement, but how much of an improvement? We might get into that a little bit more tomorrow, too. All right, 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano Show. Thanks to Mike Caballero. Mike, Army side question, he emailed me, 1963-64. Hasbro put out the new action figure, not a doll. It was G.I. Joe. Oh, no one put us with that one. One of the all-time. That would have had a shot. All right, let's get some here in the lightning round. Let's go to Alan in Hamilton. Alan, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Alan, what's yours?
26th of December, 1776, George Washington led an army across the Delaware and attacked Trenton. That was good news for the United States because they hadn't won a battle on the field up to that time.
The ultimate caught them with their pants down, you know, the mercenaries, the Hessians. All right, that's a good one. Surprise attack. Let's go to the Earl of Tacony. Earl, good Monday.
Good Monday. Yeah, you were talking about Jimi Hendrix. At the age of 19, he was caught twice riding in a stolen car. And in 61, you had the choice of either going to jail or going to the Army. So Hendrix enlisted in the Army, completed his basic training, and was sent to the 101st Airborne in Kentucky.
Oh, my God. Out of all the things you've ever researched, Jimi Hendrix as a paratrooper is mind-boggling.
He received a Screaming Eagle patch, but he hated the Army because he was forced to go there. He was constantly sleeping on duty. He was a bad marksman, and he missed bed checks. And they decided, you know, the military would benefit if Private Hendrix was removed. So he did receive a general discharge honorably, but they drummed him out of the military.
Wow. America would have been safer with Jimmy on that wall. You need me on that wall. All right, Earl, what's the answer to the side?
My answer is a bunch of dedicated soldiers who decided to go behind enemy lines and steal Nazi gold. That would be Kelly's Heroes with Clint Eastwood and Telly Savalas, his brother George, Donald Sutherland, Gavin McLeod, Don Rickles, Carol O'Connor, one of the great military movies of the 70s.
All right. He's loaded today. Joe of Exton to round things out. Joe, what do you have?
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. Dwight Eisenhower is the second person in American history to rise from the level of soldier to the status of President of the United States. George Washington is the first person to be honored in such fashion.
That is a pretty good factoid, Joe. Thank you very much. These were wonderful today. Glad we did it to honor the Army's 250th anniversary.
As always, an amazing answer from Joe.
Of course. Yeah. Well, the Earls, though. Jimi Hendrix, Ooh. Oh, my God, as a paratrooper. Can you imagine he's anywhere near you as you're jumping out of a plane?
I have sound effect on how that went. You ready?
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, Dan, who do you like?
I really liked the answer earlier in the day of, I guess it was the first one out of the box. It was Elvis. And it came from Bill in Bucks County.
Yeah.
Wild Bill Grenier, though. I like the local tie to that one. That came from Frank, South Philly.
All right. How about you, Henry?
Yeah, I really like that Wild Bill Grenier answer. The one I also really liked is David Somerset's answer to field command. You know, not waiting around for someone, you know, to take charge. It's like, no, next man up mentality. Got to get this going. And then Drew and Upper Darby with the Secretary of Defense, Gary Maddox.
Yeah, you know what? I'm convinced that was the most insightful answer. Dave of Somerville, the field command, mm-hmm. or Somerset.
Somerset, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
He's not a good receiver, but other than that.
It was a great call all around, to be honest. So.
Great call all around.
Yeah, he deserves it today.
Exactly. All right. He's the winner today. Put the name into the hat. We'll do it again tomorrow. And tomorrow, the great Scott Presler back from California. He'll join us. He'll be joining us at Mulligan's. Don't forget, noon until 3, Hildreth Avenue on Friday. Be there. Be there early, too. Get your vote in, among other things. And good wishes you can say to Dan and our guests, our honorees. This is a spectacular Dom Day. Thanks to the Wildwood Convention Center. And you heard the big stuff. Tomorrow, the side question, things associated with country music. Might have a negative one here and there. That's okay. It could be. You know, it's a bit redundant, the whole thing. Who is the biggest star in the history of country music? Is it Dolly Parton? Richie always next for 4 big hours. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.